Living Legend, Don't Hurdle, and Top Moments. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It was certainly the stuff legends are made from, tearing up a muddy track, setting an all-time course record, knocking off the defending individual champion, and pacing her team to a title after moving up in a class is something that just doesn't happen every day. But that's exactly what happened to Lansing Catholic's Olivia Theus Saturday at the Lower Peninsula Cross Country Finals at Michigan International Speedway. She became only the second female runner to break the 17-minute mark with a finals record 16:52.1 on a rain-soaked course, outdistancing the field by over 40 seconds, and her Cougar teammates, they helped her by easily outdistancing the opposition in the Division II team standings. And she had these comments for our friends at RunMichigan.com after the race.
I didn't expect it, especially coming in like as a freshman. I just had no idea how good I could be. I think my team has definitely pushed me to be the best that I can be.
It was Lansing Catholic's first cross-country title. The Cougars finished second in Division III last year. You can read more about the cross-country finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health Game Balls this week go out to the boys' soccer teams at Ann Arbor Green Hills, Holland High School, and Detroit Catholic Central, which were all first-time champions at last weekend's MHSAA finals. Food serves as both fuel and as function for the body. Getting the right amounts of each of the five food groups every day helps give athletes all the energy they need for health and performance. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
While we don't see it very often, one of the most unique football rules at the high school level deals with the prohibition about a runner hurdling over a defender. Whenever a ball carrier is moving down the field and a defender is coming over to make that tackle, the only time that ball carrier can hurdle the defender, and by hurdle we mean try and go over top of the defender, leading with their foot first, the only time they can hurdle that defender is when the defender is contacting the ground with more than just their feet and hands. So if that defender is lying on the ground, a hurdle is a legal move. However, if that defender is still on their feet, hurdling would result in a foul.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to become a referee. It was 30 years ago that I worked my first MHSAA football finals, and 234 games later, I still look forward to what is now two weekends of championship action that expands to 10 titles to be won this year. In that time, there have been a variety of special moments that I'll always remember, and not all that will fit into the final 90 seconds of this broadcast, but a few that I'd like to share here. First, the creation of the 8-player tournament. Yes, folks, this is real football, and I've enjoyed being present for each of the title games since 2011. I've seen great performances, but what's best of all is watching the joy on the faces of these kids still having an opportunity to play the game. And there may never be another 8-player quarterback like Jason Whiten's of Powers North Central. Special moments? Lots of them. Let's start with Stacy Starr's touchdown catch on a flea flicker gone wild as Muskegon Reese Puffer beat Wald Lake Western 25 years ago for the Class A crown. That's a group that'll have a reunion at this year's finals as the MHSAA's Legends of the Games program is rekindled. But the best game and the best moment? For me, nothing still tops the 1989 Class B final, where Farmington Hills Harrison, led by Mill the Thrill Coleman, worked its way down the field in the closing moments to defeat DeWitt, with the Thrill himself negotiating the final 9 yards. Will we see new thrills and chills in these last 3 weeks of the tournament? I hope so. That's why, for so many of us, the football playoffs are our favorite time of the year. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.